Surah Al-Hajj, in the beginning of the surah, paints a very vivid picture of what will happen on Qiyamah Day. And in the opening verses, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The earthquake of Qiyamah will be something grave. So will it happen before or after the dead are raised to life? Some of the ulama are of the opinion that the earthquake will occur in this world before the day of Qiyamah. And it will be amongst the last signs of the coming of Qiyamah, to which is referred to in various verses of the Noble Quran. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالِ فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةَ وَاحِدَةَ إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةَ. When the earth is shaken with a mighty shaking, and the earth and the mountains are lifted up and crushed with a single blow. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةَ. When the earth shall be rocked. So that is one of the opinions, that it will take place as in the lead up to Qiyamah. The other opinion is taken from a hadith that the earthquake will take place after Qiyamah and resurrection. And it's possible that this both views may be reconciled because of verses of the Quran and the hadith may be quoted in support of each other. So these verses give us a picture of the day of Qiyamah when all the pregnant women will abort their fetus, when a breastfeeding woman nursing a child will abandon the child. So if the earthquake takes place in the world before doomsday, then there is no ambiguity in all of this. And if the earthquake occurs on Qiyamah Day, then a pregnant woman would be raised on Qiyamah Day in the state that she died. And a breastfeeding woman would be raised in the condition that she died. That is why they will then continue and act in a particular manner as has been outlined. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. There are those people who, without relevant knowledge, مَا يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ. They dispute with you about the being, the attributes or the actions of Allah, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. وَيَأْتَبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. And they follow the dictates of every rebellious, proud shaitan. That is their choice. So amongst men, there are those who debate about Allah with no knowledge. And this verse was revealed with regards to Nadhr bin Harith, who was very quarrelsome, jagralu nature. He claimed that the angels were Allah's daughters and that the Quran was a storybook which contained fables about people of bygone times. And he denied the day of Qiyamah and the resurrection of the dead. So this verse relates to a particular person. However, its message applies to all of those who are in a similar situation, who reject life after death, who argue about things unnecessarily. Allah Rabbul Izzah goes on to say in the next verse, leading or emanating from the message of this verse, كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ. The decision has been passed against him, shaitan. أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ. That he will mislead whoever befriends him, whoever does as he wants. فَإِنَّهُ يُذِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He will lead him to the punishment of the blazing fire of Jahannam. So concerning shaitan, it is established fact that whoever befriends and follows him, shaitan will take that person and he will himself, with that person, drown in the or will be overwhelmed by the fire of Jahannam. And shaitan is such that he leads astray and does not leave the person till he takes the person to Jahannam. That is the objective, and he will not rest until he has achieved that objective. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in a verse, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّنَ الْبَعْثِ. If you are in doubt about the possibility of Qiyamah, فَإِنَّا, then remember, خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, that we created you, مِّن تُرَابٍ. We certainly created you from sand, meaning your father, Adam a.s. was created from dust. So this verse deals with the different stages through which the fetus passes in the mother's womb before taking a human form. And there's a detailed hadith on the subject, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud to the effect that Nabi Salasim said that human matter retains its original form in the womb of a mother for 40 days, after which it becomes a clot of blood. After a further period of 40 days, it becomes a lump of flesh. Thereafter, an angel is sent by Allah Rabbul Izzah, who breathes a soul into it and records four things, namely how long it will live, how much sustenance it will receive, what acts it will do, and finally whether it will be sa'idun aw shaqiyun. So there's also another narration which suggests that and this narration is on the authority of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that when the seed becomes a lump of flesh after passing through different stages, the angel responsible to watch the progressive development of each individual then seeks guidance from Allah and says, Ya Rabbi, mukhallaq aw mughayr mukhallaq. That is, whether it is His will that the lump of flesh should be allowed to grow and become a living human. And if Allah says غير مخلق, then the womb aborts the fetus and it does not reach the highest stage, leading to a live birth. On the other hand, if Allah says that it is مخلق, then the angel asks him whether it is a boy or girl, wretched or fortunate, and how long it will live and how long it will spend its life and when it will die. And the angel is given the information, all these matters, there and then. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas has also interpreted the words as mukhallaqatin wa ghayri mukhallaqatin, that the verse that comes in this verse. So Allah Rabbul Izzah outlines the various phases which we pass through in this verse. And if we look at it, what is it? Allah Rabbul Izzah says that first man is in the stage of min turabin, from a drop of semen. Thumma min nutfatin, then the development of the fetus progresses to a clot of blood. And from there develops thumma min mudghatin mukhallaqatin wa ghayri mukhallaqa. Then it is shaped or unshaped, deformed or miscarried. And as we said, the angel asked permission from Allah. Allah says, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ, so that we may show you our great power. In this entire process, what is it that comes to the fore? It is the great power of Allah. That is what comes to the fore from this entire process. Allah further states, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ, and according to our will, we keep you in your mother's womb until an appointed time when you are due to be born, which is usually 9 months, some 8 months, some 10 months. It goes accordingly. But that is the general period. إِلَىٰ أَجْلِ مُسَمَّى ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. Allah says, thereafter, we remove you from your mother's womb as a child, and then ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ, after which you come of age, you reach a certain age. That has all been ordained, the process. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَ الْعُمْرِ. Allah says, there are those of you who we claim at early age, while others reach the age of infirmity, senility, so that they know nothing after once possessing much knowledge. The clock goes backwards. And that is a sign of Allah Rabbul Izzah's power, that after knowing so much, after being such a strong person, then you reach the point where you now have lost all your faculties. So the Nukhrijukum Tiflan, Allah brings forth the baby from the womb as a totally helpless thing. Its body is weak, and so far, as far as its other faculties such as hearing, vision, sense, brain function, it's all, you know, weak at that time. But then Allah says, لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ, then we nourish you so that you may reach your maturity. The word أَشُدَّ is a plural of شِدَّةٌ, just as أَنْعُمْ is a plural of نِعْمَة. And the meaning of these words are that the process of gradual development continues until all the faculties reach their peak. And this happens when a person is in the prime of his youth. And then we reach أَرْضَ الْأُمْرِ, the worst part of the age. It means the stage of life where human faculties and senses begin to degenerate. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a narration in Nasa'i, he made dua from certain things, and he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn, wa a'udhu bika min an ورد إلى أرض العمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وعذاب القبر. Allah, I seek your protection from miserliness. I seek your protection from cowardice. And I seek your protection that I may be carried to the age of helplessness. I seek your protection from the seductions of this world and the chastisements of the grave. So the clock turning backwards, and the fact that you lose your faculties, you lose your strength, that is a reality. And that is why we are taught to make this dua. May Allah make us from those who read this dua repeatedly. One more time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl. Allah, I seek protection from miserliness. Wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn. I seek protection from cowardice. Wa a'udhu bika min an uradda ila ard al-umr. And that I be taken to an age of helplessness. Wa a'udhu bika min fitnati dunya wa adhab al-qabr. And the fitness of this world and the punishment of the grave. May Allah save us from all of that.